Who is this? Hey. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history of physics on a patient named Frank Trotman. His last name is T-R-O-T-M-A-N, Frank, F-R-A-N-K. He was Mission Point of Flint. Date was January 2nd, 2022. This paragraph's patient profile. Mr. Trotman is a 60-year-old male who states he lives in Kalamazoo, period. He apparently came from another nursing home, period. You see, from their records, he was treated for hidradenitis suburativa, and he comes on silverdine to the groin and axilla period. I did not see any open wounds now, but there's all over his body, there's skin wounds that appear like scarring. He states he's had acne all his life, period. He doesn't have much insight into his problems, period. He, when asked, he did know that he had rheumatoid arthritis, but he couldn't tell me offhand, period. There's mention of a seizure history as well, period. He has had the schizoaffective disorder and evidence of dementia, period. He doesn't seem to be able to live independently, period. He has contractions of his knees and flexion, period. He also has deeper shoulder movement, but there's no evidence of inflammation or effusions, period. He said the chronic pain syndrome, period. He has hypertension, which is controlled, period. There's no headache, and he denies any cardiac symptoms, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye denies visual complaints. ENT denies hearing problems or sore throat or earache. Respiratory denies dyspnea, cough, cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitation. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU denies dysuria. Musculoskeletal, he had diffuse pains, but denies any specific joint pain, but he has decreased shoulder motion and some knee contractures. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Skin, numerous areas of scars diffusely. No frank pustules, period. I did not see any drainage from the axillary groin, but he limited the extent to which I could fully examine it, period. He was a bit resistant when I went into the private area. But I did not see drainage or any clear-cut open area. New paragraph, past history. He is said to have idiopathic neuropathy, essential hypertension, dementia, and aggressive vascular dementia, anemia of chronic disease, schizoaffective disorder, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis. Seizure disorder, history of synovitis and tenosynovitis. New paragraph. Didn't put on family history. He had no idea what his parents had or died from. As far as he knew, his sister and his children were healthy. New pair of social history. Records indicate that he was a smoker in the past. He once used cocaine in the past and has been using medical marijuana. No alcohol excess. New paragraph, medication. He is seen topically to the face in the morning and at bedtime for acne. Silverdine to the left medial posterior leg, groin, buttocks on both sides, axilla on both sides, scrotum, and sacral iliac area nightly. Paxil 30 milligrams daily, olanzapine 10 milligrams nightly, naloxone 15 milligrams daily, Norco 7.5325, 1 every 6 hours. Schedule for chronic pain. Miralax 17 grams daily, Mobic 15 milligrams daily, hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams daily. Ferrosulfate 325 milligrams daily. Epico, 50 milligrams.
Earlier, 20 milligrams
in the morning and 5 milligrams. Wait a minute. Prednisone 25 milligrams daily, 10.8.6, 2 tablets nightly. And then allergies unknown, examination, he's not acutely distressed, he's confused, blood pressure 122 over 78, temperature 98, pulse 88, respirator 18, O2 saturation 98%. He's not oriented to the time or place at all, period. He is the person, period. He could not tell me the date, day, year, month, or season, period. He could not tell me the place, city, state, county, or floor, period. No hallucination or delusion. The affect seemed okay. Head and neck, pupils equal and reactive light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Electroculus intact. Oral mucosa normal. Ear normal inspection. Next up with no massive thyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal S1-S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen, soft lung, tendon, organomegaly. Musculoskeletal, decreased shoulder range of motion, decreased knee range of motion, and he has fixed flexion contraction of the knees about 15 to 20 degrees. No inflammation or effusion of the joints, no cyanosis. Skin had multiple areas of scarring, and he's been known to have acne. I did not really see any open drainage in the groin or axilla, but he's been getting silverdine, period. There's some scarring there as well, period. New paragraph assessment of plant one. He has had hidradenitis suppurativa, and he also has acne, and he may continue the pleocin T to the face and the silverdine to the other areas as noted above, period. Two, he has schizoaffective disorder and will continue olanzapine. 10 milligrams daily, plus Paxil, 30 milligrams daily, period. Four, he has hypertension. Controlled with amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Five, he has rheumatoid arthritis, controlled with prednisone, 25 milligrams daily for now. And hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams daily, period. Does Mobic, 15 milligrams daily for pain, and the Narcos for chronic pain syndrome, period. He wishes to go home, and I'm not clear if there's any, if that's a realistic thing, but he cannot be independent. I'll follow him at Heritage, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.